T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, do you realize what just happened? We are watching in real time the merger of social media, search engines, the operating system on your computer and your phone, and the world's biggest intelligence agencies. From the FBI to the CIA to the Five Eyes, the intelligence agencies of Australia, of New Zealand, of the UK, coming together, merging with ours, becoming one world body for censorship and ultimately erasure from public life. It's terrifying, and Reuters just reported it. Right now, it's kind of a badge of pride on our side, and maybe a bit of annoyance. I got tossed in Facebook jail again. But what if being Facebook jailed, being shadow banned, being canceled on social media crept into your life? What if you were canceled everywhere, canceled digitally, because you wear the badge of misinformer? What if it wasn't just national here in America, but international? And what if it was done by a group involving our intel agencies and social media elites and search engines and even Microsoft? What if they all came together to form a world governing body of censorship that would take you out, take out your speech, erase you from digital life, maybe even make you practically unemployable? It's an ungodly amount of power, and they just launched it. It's a counterterrorism organization. That's how Reuters refers to it today. A counterterrorism organization formed by some of the U.S.'s biggest tech companies, including Facebook and Microsoft. But it's so much more than that. They're merging. They're coming together to create a database to track, specifically to track, not terrorists, not extremists, like the ones that burned so many cities and did over $2 billion worth of damage last year. Only right wingers, no left wingers, only right wingers. And they're specific about this. Listen to how it's described by Reuters. This database will contain information they're tracking on people, on misinformers, and on supposed white supremacists and militia members. So, folks, they're not talking about actual white supremacists here. There may be some in the database, I'm sure. No, they're talking about Trump supporters here. Listen to who's involved in this. Twitter, Alphabet Inc., that's Google, YouTube, and here's the terrifying part, the intelligence sharing group Five Eyes, and the UN's initiative, Tech Against Terrorism. Now, Five Eyes is a conglomeration of the intel agencies of the UK, US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. They'll all have access. So, folks, this is exactly what I've been telling you this is coming. This is so much more than social media, because the very operating systems of your computer and your phone are getting involved here. Yep, including Verizon, Instagram, Snapchat, Dropbox, Reddit, to form this international database. Reuters, again, is clear. It will only track what they call right-wingers. No one else. Folks, this is political persecution. getting ready to happen. They're doing it right in front of our faces. Remember again, and I remind you of them all the time, the two podcasts I did in March, Marked and Mark of the Beast. I don't actually think it's a Mark of the Beast. It was a catchy title. But where Microsoft announced this, we're seeing it come to fruition. Where Microsoft said, listen, we need to go after misinformers. We need to make it so they can't be anonymous anymore. We're going to mark them at the level of their computer system. We're going to watch what they type down to the keystrokes into, you know, a Microsoft Word document. And we are going to establish controls so that they can't post anything anywhere. Again, whether that's a resume to LinkedIn or anything. Think about this. The Democrats are even talking about the text now. This is why you're seeing the operating systems of your computer, of your phone, get involved here. This is the level of censorship they are talking about. But why involve Australia, New Zealand, the Five Eyes group? Because they got to get around the Fourth Amendment. This is why our intelligence agencies, as Conservative Treehouse explains today, will often take surveillance they want to do and subcontract it to Canadian groups because it would no longer be covered by the Constitution. At least not theoretically, I think it is, but that's what they do. So when you internationalize this database, you can get the other Five Eyes spying on people inside the country, get around the constitutional constraints. That's why they're doing it. That's why they're internationalizing it. But you're literally seeing them. I mean, this is scary. When you have Reuters referring to what this is as a counterterrorism organization, and it involves all these intel groups, both Americans and otherwise, and they say they're going to spy on the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, neo-Nazis. Come on, folks. There's so few of these people. Relatively speaking, it's not like Al-Qaeda forming a caliphate that's 50,000 strong and you got to see what they're doing on the internet. This is about going after us. That's what this is about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
They say the project is to reduce the amount of, oh, there's that word again, extremist content on mainstream platforms. Okay, remember what extremist is. You're beginning to see this happen. Remember the podcast that I did when Facebook a couple weeks ago sent out that message saying, hey, turn in extremists, you know, not violent people. You can always go to the police for that. Extremists. If their views are politically extreme, you need to turn them in. Well, then we learn Facebook is partnering with who? Guess who? FBI to begin tracking who? Extremists. Folks, the political divide is so bad in this country. If you don't listen to talk radio or Fox News and you just watch CNN, your uncle who listens to talk radio and watches Fox News sounds like a total nut job extremist. This is who's going to get turned over to the database. The reason they want this, as I explained, is that the FBI can't go out just labeling people extremists and go after them. They would have a very weak case in court. But if private citizens begin to turn in their uncle for extremism, why? We have to investigate. We're going to have to put him in the database. We're going to have to partner with other intel agencies to see what they're up to. We're going to have to internationally monitor and censor them. We're going to have to make sure they can never post so much as a resume. That then becomes the punishment. You don't have to jail people for speech. You just have to make it so they can't work because they're labeled misinformers, because they can't even text on a text platform on the operating system of the Verizon phone. Now, let's go back to what White House spokesperson Jen Circleback-Psaki just said. What did she call for? And boom, 72 hours later, there it is. What did she call for? A technological solution that will allow somebody who is banned on one social media platform to be banned everywhere. And voila, there it is.
For Facebook or other platforms to create robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you are providing misinformation out there.
So that was Friday. And by Monday, here we go with the Reuters article. Folks, this is not organic. This is all cultivated. The database will be called the Global Internet Forum to Counter Terrorism. It is literally a counterterrorism organization, a blend of social media operating systems and intel agencies. They become indistinguishable. Now, here's the second part of this, okay? It's not just to wipe out individuals and exclude them from society, ultimately. It's also to go after platforms. Look how this will work. Here's Reuters explaining. This is exactly what I told you yesterday, and here it is. I hadn't even read this yet. 14 companies can access the database. Okay, so how does this work? Again, your Gab, your Getter, your Parler, your any of these places that my listeners are like, oh, just go join another one. Don't worry about it. Well, guess what? They are going to be expected to enforce the bans of the 14 companies. They absolutely are. And they're going to say, look, we've got the FBI here. We got the Five Eyes here. This is a terrorism database. You can't let potential extremists and terrorists potentially to be, you know, getting jobs on LinkedIn. Oh, by the way, folks, LinkedIn is one of the 14. See how this works? You want a job? It'd be terrible if something happened to that job. You better not be a misinformer. So how's this work? When these sites inevitably, because their whole model is free speech, that's what they sell. Otherwise, why would you use them? You'd just be on Facebook, right? So when these companies inevitably refuse to enforce the bans of the others, you're going to see a massive deplatforming of them. You're going to see them hounded into the corners of the internet, their web pages, all of that gone. And they're not going to have apps in the App Store. Because they're going to be accused of hosting terrorists and extremists. That's what this is setting up. And if you don't have access to the database, even as these the Getters, the Parlers, all these, if they don't have access to the database, why? They can't be allowed to operate. They might have terrorists on their platform. We're going to need to shut them down. See how this goes? And this is the other way this is going. They store the stuff on the platform. Right? So suppose you're out there and you're on, I don't know, Getter or Gab like me, and you're putting out the truth like the New York Post did about Hunter Biden's laptop, which we were told was Russian disinformation. Total lie, right? They got temporarily banned by Twitter. Okay, so you're out there and you're trying to spread what little bit of truth you're still allowed to on Gab or Parler or somewhere like that, and they see what you're spreading, the supposed misinformation, and guess what? Your name goes in the database. Now, all of a sudden, you can't text anymore. Operating system of your phone won't let you send messages. See how this works? So it doesn't. You can go to other sites and post there on some sort of social media to the extent that they still are allowed to exist. But Facebook, FBI, the Five Eyes, they're still on you. You can't escape cancellation by simply leaving the Twitters and the Facebooks. They will follow you across the world. As the line between the world's intel agencies, our computer operating systems, and social media fades to the point where it's meaningless, where does one end and the other begin? Bottom line, we don't have a lot of time left. Y'all, this is going very quickly. We can't leave Donald Trump to fight every one of these fights with one lawsuit from one man. We need more, and we need it now before we can't get back what we've lost.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.